I'm Doug Johnson, and today I'm visiting with Audra Shaneman, and she will be one of our mini session presenters at our upcoming Day for Women on Saturday, May 6th. Hi, Audra.
Hello, Doug. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
I am great. Great. Sun is shining. Spring is on its way.
Hopefully you're laughing a little bit, because that's what your mini session is entitled, or about anyway, A Laughter Lifestyle, and it sounds like it will be an enjoyable time. Tell us about it.
Well, I like to bring the ladies in, and we talk about perspective, why it's important to laugh and why it's important for our mental health and for those around us. You know, women are caregivers, we're moms, we're daughters, and we've got a lot going on. We work with people, maybe in our jobs, and we have a lot of influence. And I think as individuals, if we can keep our perspective in the right way, in the right places, we are a great asset in every environment we're in. And I like to talk about the biblical perspective of this. You know, we are Christians, and we have a God who is enthroned on high, and he has all authority and all power. So there really is a reason why we can laugh, even in difficult circumstances. The first time I gave this presentation, I was bald. I had no hair. I had just completed cancer treatment. I did the whole thing in a baseball cap because I had breast cancer. And yet I still believe, even in those dark days, that laughter was important to my recovery and my living. So I like to focus on two passages in the Psalms. One is Psalm 2, verse 4, that says, "The one enthroned in heaven laughs." Now, there's a whole story behind that, and I get into that in the session, but it says that he laughs. And then in Psalm 37:13, it says, "The Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming." And so I just want women to understand that their Father is big, mm-hmm. and he knows what's going on, and he can still laugh, and then we can laugh because he's laughing.
Well, I would suspect that many of us, well, we've got away from laughter a little bit because of the pandemic and other things, and we kind of isolate more. And, you know, there's a lot of difficulty that we all go through, and it's good to release that. And I would almost think we might have to put you guys in a soundproof room.
Oh, the last time we did this, it did get a little loud, and I did sing in public. So we do have a good time, and I think we have to find our laughter again. And, you know, women, sometimes it depends on who we're with. You know, sometimes we need that good girlfriend, or maybe it's our sister or someone that gets us laughing again. And you're right, with COVID, we got isolated. And so we need to remember, what are the things that made me laugh? Is it funny videos on my phone? Is it coffee with the girlfriends? Is it movies? What is it? How do I get that back, and how do I incorporate that back into my life? And I'm going to come back to the point that we have influence. And it's important that we have the right perspective. Everybody has things in their life that are causing the laughter flame to kind of die out. And you know what? That's understandable. I am familiar with that. I am familiar with that feeling of, I'm losing my laughter. I've got to get it back. And so I'm hoping to just spark people, spark the women that come. You know what? This is to help you. This might be the seed that we're planting, that it's time to start finding your laughter again.
Well, thanks so much, Audra, for your time today. And we sure look forward to having you at our Day for Women on May 6th. Any final comments you might have?
Well, I am just the biggest fan of KJLY Women's Conference. I love coming in there and seeing my chair. And usually there's a sticker that says, "I have been prayed for." And just all the attention that goes into that conference, it is such an asset in our Christian community. So I would just encourage every woman, if you have the inkling that you want to go, grab a friend and get a ticket and be there.
Wonderful. Thanks so much. And you can register for our upcoming A Day for Women at kinshipradio.org or by calling us at 800-810-5559.